Well, first, the compelling testimony given by an aviation whistleblower into his concerns about how Boeing aircraft are being put together. Sam Salapur, an engineer with 4 decades of experience, including 17 with Boeing, yesterday detailed alleged manufacturing shortcuts he felt were being made and how he was shut down by the company after raising concerns about them. Boeing was already facing scrutiny after part of a new Boeing 737 MAX 9 flown by Alaska Airlines broke off in January, and 2 deadly crashes of its 737 MAX 8 planes in 2018 and 2019. Mr. Salapur told a congressional hearing in the US the pieces making up Boeing's Dreamliner planes weren't being put together properly, and that he'd seen people literally jumping on pieces of 777 jets to make them fit. David Slotnick's senior aviation business reporter for The Points Guy. Hi, David. Thanks for making time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little of Sam Salapur's experience and credibility, and then can you tell us what he's told this committee?
Sure. So he's been an aerospace engineer for a number of years. About 30, 40 years, I think you mentioned. He has worked at Boeing since at least 2007, and he's worked on 2 programs, the 787 and the 777, the 777. He has a tremendous amount of experience, so there's certainly a degree of credibility there. What he's saying he's seen is that on the 787, according to his allegations, Boeing has left just too many spaces, basically. So they combine parts of the fuselage on the airplane together. They make them fit. And there's a certain amount of space that can be left, 1/1000 of an inch, 2/1000 of an inch. He alleged that there was more space than that was left, and that can put extra stress on the airplane. On the 777, as you mentioned, he says that he saw people jumping and just using inappropriate amounts of force to put parts together.
Was this the only evidence he gave with respect to concerning evidence?
You know, at the hearing itself, a lot of the evidence isn't presented. It's sort of more a demonstration of what's going on. The actual evidence is going to be found by the FAA if it, you know, exists. They're investigating this now. They say that it's a full investigation. They make sure that everything measures up.
What has he said or told the committee about why he turned whistleblower? Had he made efforts with the company first?
Well, that's what he alleges. He says that he has raised safety issues, he's raised concerns, and he's been met with, according to him, indifference or even hostility in some cases. Now, you know, it's worth noting that this has been an ongoing narrative with Boeing. There's been a lot of concern over whether whistleblowers have adequate protections and feel that they can come forward. Boeing says that it's implemented all these systems where employees are empowered to speak up, raise any concerns, and everything is addressed. So, you know, it remains to be seen, but the allegations here are certainly concerning.
What he said also was that having raised concerns about the 787 Dreamliner with management, did he say he was transferred to another plane model, the 777, and there did he find more problems?
Yeah, so that's what he's alleging. He says that he was moved in retaliation because they didn't want him raising issues on the 787 anymore. And then it's on the 777 where he says he saw the jumping, the forcing of pieces that didn't necessarily fit properly or conform as Boeing changed the manufacturing process on that. And, you know, again, it is worth noting, especially on the 787, that there have been issues with the plane, including the ones that he's raised. The FAA actually halted deliveries of that plane for more than 2 years. It made sure that those processes, including the ones that he's raising, were corrected. It inspects every plane before it's delivered. So there's certainly a possibility that this is not a problem anymore. The FAA is still going to investigate it, but it may be that this has been solved already.
It may have been solved, but what about the aircraft that might be in action that date from this time? Are there any? What was the extent of the FAA's action?
Yeah, the FAA did previously identify, so this was in 2022, They identified the aircraft that could be affected by this, that may have been, they call it non-conformity to the specifications. And they've raised schedules for inspection. They've had those planes inspected. So the idea is that everything should have been checked by now.
So where does this leave airlines that have bought these planes, the likes of Air New Zealand, for example, if there were planes from this era purchased, will they have been notified and or will they be part of what the action the FAA had taken?
Yeah, that's right. So if it was part of the era when Boeing was delivering these airplanes that did not necessarily meet their own specifications, then yes, the airlines have been notified. They've done inspections. And to be clear, the problem here isn't an imminent danger. According to what he's alleging, if this is the case, these planes and the material they're made of are at risk of aging faster, of having more stress on them. But this is the kind of thing that routine inspections, routine maintenance is meant to catch. So if he's correct, this could be a problem where a plane that's an airline budgeted to be in its fleet for 30 years doesn't necessarily last that long. But we're not talking airplanes falling apart in the sky type nightmare scenario.
What has Boeing said about Mr. Sellapool's claims?
Well, so that's interesting. As you know, there's been significant attention paid to the 737, the smaller plane, which has had numerous issues. And Boeing's been very conciliatory with that. They've admitted wrongdoing. They said that they're working on fixing it. Now, with the allegations that came out last week from Mr. Sallepore, they've been very defensive. It's been a very different tone. Boeing is saying that it stands by its manufacturing. It's saying that it's taken corrective action already with the FAA, that it believes is sufficient. It's gone into detail with reporters and in the public about how it manufactures these planes. So, it could be a case of protest too much, but it is definitely remarkable how defensive Boeing has been.
I've got a letter here from his attorneys to the head of the US Department of Transportation. As you said, not all the evidence necessarily is presented to the committee. Are you familiar with that letter? Sorry, I don't want to put you on the spot, but it includes things like our client has personally observed that Boeing's normal quality control processes miss about 33% of defects, a figure that is deeply troubling when dealing with critical defects in the airline manufacturing, and that rate may be as high as 60% in some of Boeing's programs. What's the status of evidence like that? Does everything end up in front of the committee?
Well, everything ends up in front of the FAA at the very least. Committees are different. They have different jurisdictions here. But the regulator has basically the ultimate authority here.
And what is worrying also, and is included in that document, is, our client fears continued retaliation from Boeing as a result of his legally protected complaints. He's not the only person who's raised issues with Boeing. Is there any kind of focus on how they deal with whistleblowers or deal with those raising issue with their processes? Has that been a subject of discussion yet, or will it be?
That's absolutely been a subject of discussion. As you know, another whistleblower from 2018, I believe, has been in the news after taking his own life recently. That was John Barnett. He had similar claims. He said that he'd been harassed, retaliated against. And, that's first of all illegal. Second of all, the FAA mandates that anything in aviation be reported by employees and those employees be protected. And Boeing says that they have policies in place to prevent that. Now, obviously, that's a focus of attention. There have been additional congressional hearings focused on things like employee red flags, employee whistleblowing. And, it's going to be an ongoing conversation. Obviously, this is not what the public wants to hear or what the FAA does.
Thank you, David Slotnick, Senior Aviation Business Reporter at The Points Guys.